Oskar Schindler was a wealthy and famous German industrialist. Steven Spielberg, I think it was back in the 1990s, made a movie about this individual, and the movie was entitled Schindler's List. Schindler became disillusioned with the Nazi regime and endeavoured to do what he could to save the lives of Jewish people who were facing the gas chambers of Auschwitz and Belsen and places like that. And so he drew up a list of people that he would try to save. It cost him a lot, personally and financially, and even with regards to his reputation. But at the end of the story, Mr. Schindler is seen standing outside of his factories at the end of the Second World War. He's looking at some of the things that belong to him, cars and valuables, and he asks certain individuals, what if I had given this? How many lives could that have saved? If I had surrendered this, if I had given this thing, maybe a car or maybe an expensive watch or maybe a piece of machinery and it had been sold and the money used to rescue and to provide for the needs of Jewish people, how many more people would have been saved if I had given this? And with tears rolling down his cheeks, he realizes that while he had given so much of himself, of his ability, of his time, of his talents, his wealth and finance, more could have been done if only he had given a little bit more. The hymn writer says concerning our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, by and by when I look on his face, I'll wish I had given him more. And I think that will certainly be true for every child of God. Whenever we look at our Saviour and we see his wonderful face, we'll wish we had given him so, so, so much more. He gave everything for our salvation. He gave himself for us. He laid down his life for us. He shed his blood for us upon that cross. And as Charles Studd, the great cricketer of England, son of Oxford, who gave his life to missionary work and service, said, and we often quote it, if Jesus Christ be God and died for me, then no sacrifice could be too great for me to make for him. I often look at this land of ours. I look at the mission fields of the world. I look at this city that we live in. And I often wonder if every child of God gave of themselves, how much more could be done for the kingdom of God and for the name of Christ. You'll discover as you read the word of God that oftentimes the people that the Lord commends were not the people with great gift or great talent or great ability, not people that were famous or wealthy, not people that had great education, but the people that the Saviour oftentimes speaks so highly of and commends so greatly are people that had very little to give, but what they did have to give, they gave it all. In Mark's Gospel, chapter number 12, we read these words, verse number 41. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how, not what, but how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto him, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. What a remarkable statement the Lord makes. She hath cast in all that she had. It was very, very little, just two mites, smallest coins you could get, which together make one farthing. And yet she gave it all. She gave of her want. Others gave of their abundance. They gave much more in a financial sense. But as far as a spiritual sense, a moral sense, they gave much, much less. And she gave all that she had, even all of her living. She didn't give what she could afford to give. She gave everything. She needed that money to live on. That was her livelihood. That was her money. But she was willing to surrender it, sacrifice it, give it all completely to the Lord, and from henceforth trust him to look after her needs. I can't help but believe that in these days the Lord is looking for people who will give their all. Let's not stand before the Lord someday from this moment on to the end of life's journey and in that window of opportunity that lies before us to stand before God someday and give an account of it and with tears in our eyes say, what if I had given this? What if I had given that? What if I had given more? Why don't you give the Lord your life? Why don't you give the Lord your heart? Let's give the Lord our time, our gifts, our talents to serve the Lord and to see if we can see people converted and brought to Christ. May God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening. See you next time.